The film Sully is now out in theaters. Tom Hanks portrays Captain Sully Sullenberger, the pilot of an Airbus A320 which departed from New York headed for Charlotte on January 15, 2009. Shortly after takeoff, geese struck the engines, causing them to fail. So Sully had to make an important decision to use the landing strip in front of him.
We're going to end up in the Hudson.
I'm sorry, say again, Cactus?
This is the captain. Brace for impact.
The movie recounts the events of that fateful day and the investigation that followed. Although the miracle on the Hudson took place in northern waters, you don't have to leave Charlotte to visit one of the stars of the film. WFAE Sarah D'Elia has this story.
You could spend a morning weaving in and out of the military and civil aircraft grounded in the Carolinas Aviation Museum. The hangar, where they're housed, has large fans on high to keep the air circulating, so it can be a little noisy. But get closer to the back of the hangar, where the 70-ton Airbus A320 is on permanent display, and there's that sense of quiet in the air that only comes with being a little bit starstruck.
That can't be it. I mean, that plane was floating in the Hudson River, and here it is, and I'm standing here in front of it. And you think about it, and it's a miracle. We're really looking at a miracle.
That's the museum's executive director, Wally Coppinger. And yes, he says, he does have to reassure people that this is the actual plane that landed in the Hudson. Miracles are a lot to take in, after all.
The plane is all in one piece. It was delivered actually in several pieces. The fuselage, main fuselage, stayed intact. Basically everything stayed
facing
intact.
The plane in such a calm setting, it takes a moment to fully appreciate what's in front of you. 155 people were fighting for their lives. First, to survive the impact of the water landing, and second, to get out of the chilling water that was quickly filling the plane. Because the plane is treated like an artifact, no one is allowed inside the plane, with the exception of staff for maintenance. The crew and passengers of Flight 1549 have had opportunities to come back aboard the plane as well. It may sound disappointing to not experience the inside of the cabin, but the documentation of the plane's history is actually on the outside.
We have left markings on the aircraft. There's writings on there, there's numbers, there's circles, there's some faint circles, especially around the front nose of the aircraft. Those are where the NTSB did their investigations, and they marked up the plane. We decided to leave that because it tells a story not just of it hitting the water, but the story really goes from the time the birds hit the plane, from the time it hit the water, then the rescue of the passengers.
All these markings, from the dents due to water impact to the scribblings of the NTSB investigation, are scars on the plane that not only document the emergency landing, but show through all this, the majority of the plane stands, waiting for visitors to bear witness to its story. And since the release of the Sully trailer, Coppinger has definitely noticed an increase in visitors.
We've been around a long time, this museum has. We're the best kept secret in Charlotte. People don't know we're here. We are hard to find. We have all these things against us, but we do have this amazing plane along with all the others, but we do have that. And people are finding out about it. They're realizing, oh, that plane is in Charlotte. Oh, it's here in this city. I didn't know that. And they're coming out in droves to see it.
And in a way, it's a bit of a miracle that the plane ended up in Charlotte in 2011. There were a couple of other institutions it was offered to first, including the Smithsonian in D.C., Coppinger says. But for so many reasons, Charlotte was the perfect landing place.
The plane was bound for Charlotte that cold January morning. It was based here in Charlotte. We were U.S. Airways at the time, large hub city. The flight crew was based here in Charlotte. Over half of the passengers were from the Charlotte area. So it just seemed fitting that it come home to Charlotte. We always said, Flight 1549 finally arrived in Charlotte. A few years late, but it finally made it home.
And no spoilers, but the plane, along with the museum, do make a cameo appearance in the film. Coppinger and the museum staff got to see a screener before the movie hit theaters. And yes, he says, they let out a cheer when they saw the plane on the big screen. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.